Thomas Alva Edison has, perhaps more than any other man before him, changed the entire civilization of his time. The modern world we live in is a world which Edison created. He brought us light and speed and joy, knowledge and education. No other single man has ever benefited mankind to such an astounding degree. He gave us the electric light, which brightens our houses and illuminates our streets. The electric trains, which carry us in comfort and cleanliness throughout the country. The dynamo, which drives our machines. The phonograph, which is not only a source of wonderful entertainment, but also permits us to leave permanent records of the past and the present for future generations. He invented the motion picture and the first voice writing machine, and his inventions may be counted by the score. There is no realm of human endeavor which has not benefited through the things which Edison created. Although Edison was the most amazing genius America has ever produced, yet he was a simple, kindly, and unaffected man, a true friend. He had a generous heart, full of warm humanity. He loved a joke and delighted to tell one. Being associated with Mr. Edison since 1888, I asked him one day in 1906, as head of his recording division, to tell me one of his favorite stories. I was successful in recording it as he spoke, and therefore you, today, are able to hear that same story now, amplified and modernized. I present my former chief, Thomas A. Edison.
Say, Walter Miller, did you ever hear this story of this California story? About 25 years ago, a man from Boston who was a furniture dealer had a very bad case of liver complaint. So he went to California and rigged out a team and started down the San Joaquin Valley with the idea of testing all the mineral springs that were in that valley so that it might relieve him of the terrible pains he had from his liver complaint. Well, he traveled down the valley for the whole summer, and he had no relief. But towards the end of the valley, he came to a spring, and it immediately relieved him of his pain. Well, he was a very wealthy man, so he started a sanitarium and sent to circles all over the world, and by and by, there were people who came from all parts of the world and stayed at the sanitarium, and their liver complaint was cured and they relieved of their pain. Well, about 20 years afterwards, the man died. And at the coroner's inquest, they had to take his liver out and kill it with a club.